This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. 877-217-5757 is your number. Talk@talklouisiana.org is our email address, and we start with State Senator Cleo Fields, who is a prominent member of the upper chamber. He's been there before, as we know, and he's back in a big way. And as expected, he's no shrinking violet. He's making noise, and his latest statement about suspending prep football for 2020 has gained some support and, of course, some pushback, and he's here to talk about this and a few different things. And by the way, it was 25 years ago that Cleo Fields was in a runoff for governor with Mike Foster, a historic race, an African-American at the age of 31, beating Mary Landrieu and Buddy Romer to get into the runoff with Mike Foster. And a few years later, Cleo Fields was elected to Congress. His district was thrown out by the Justice Department, saying it was gerrymandered. And, of course, now we have gerrymandered districts all over the country, including Louisiana, where we have Cedric Richmond, the congressman from New Orleans, representing North Baton Rouge, which should be in Garrett Graves' district. But that aside, Cleo Fields, your thoughts about all the attention your statement of a week ago has gained regarding suspension of prep football because of the dangers of COVID-19 and the surge that we're seeing right now. Where do you stand right now a week later?
Well, let me first of all, thank you, Jim, for having me on. And let me give you a backdrop, if I will, if you may. In talking about how we got here to begin with, it started on June 25th. We had a hearing, the Senate Committee on Education, with the Department of Education and the Department of Health to talk about what will the reopening of schools look like for the fall, because that's first and foremost on everybody's mind. What is this going to look like? And we wanted to make sure that there were guidelines in place for teachers and students and staff and support personnel, and we wanted to make absolutely certain that it would be safe. And in going through those discussions, a couple things came out. One, there were no guidelines that were enforceable. So there were no rules. There were guidelines, rather, but no rules. And so my question to the Department of Education was, why are there no rules? And they said, well, because, you know, they're guidelines. We're going to leave that up to the local school district. And that was unacceptable. In the middle of a pandemic, there are no guidelines. So the first thing I wanted to do was to make certain that we at least had guidelines entering the school for the fall. And then we got into the whole discussion of athletics, which was the second discussion. My question to the superintendent was, how are you all going to deal with the issue of fall sports? And his response, and rightfully so, I mean, to some degree, he said, well, we don't normally deal with extracurricular activities. We leave that up to the Louisiana High School Athletic Association. And my response to him and privately and in public was, well, the problem with that is the Louisiana High School Athletic Association is a great organization. You know, they do good things. But in 1981, John Spain, who was the director of WBRZ at the time, actually filed a lawsuit because of the open meeting law, and the Supreme Court ruled that, you know, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association in 1981 had to fall under the open meeting law, But then, you know, in 2013, another lawsuit was filed, and it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in 2013 that Louisiana High School Athletic Association did not fall under the jurisdiction of the state government, and it was a private organization, and it wasn't even a quasi-private organization. So we have no jurisdiction, according to the Supreme Court. ruling in 2013. So I said, well, you know, that's not right. You know, so y'all have to do something, Bessie, you know, the Department of Education. You know, kids are out there in a total full contact sport. You have to protect them. And they punted the ball. They said, well, the High School Athletic Association is going to do that. That's not our responsibility.
All right. Well, they did this week say that we would have to be at phase three to practice and phase four to play. And right now, for all intents, we're at phase one again. So we're only, what, we're less than 50 days away from this. So right now, is it practical to even think about high school football in 2020?
Let me just say, Jim, I am so impressed with my colleagues on the House side because they really forced the issue. I mean, the House Committee on Education, you know, they sent a letter to the High School Athletic Association. And I want to commend the High School Athletic Association. We just don't have jurisdiction over them. And they actually came before the House Committee on Education, Representative Garrett, Chairman Garrett Fowle, and his committee. And they were very, I think they were very genuine and they were very upfront. And they basically said, listen, we're not going to put the kids out there in harm's way in stage one, in stage two, or stage three. And we're not going to have full contact sports in stage one, two, and three, and we're not going to do it until, you know, stage four, until all of this is back to normal. I commend those guys and ladies. I mean, look, this is not about politics. This is about the health and safety of these young kids and their parents and their grandparents. And so, though I don't have jurisdiction over them, I commend them for stepping up and doing the absolute right thing.
All right. Well, not so long ago, Cleo Fields was one of those parents who was cheering on his son. Brandon Fields was one of the top quarterbacks in our state not so long ago in the prep ranks. And you know how important this is to families and how important it is to kids who are participants. They look forward to this all year. It's probably the biggest thing in their lives at this time in life. And to take it away from them is something that some people find fault with. But you're saying safety, and I think most are agreeing with you, safety literally trumps anything else when it comes to deciding whether or not to play football, which is a full contact sport.
Look, Jim, nothing keeps me up more at night. And, you know, it's a tough thing. You know, education is on my mind every night. You know, every night I'm up at night thinking about the safety of kids when they return to school, you know, extracurricular activities, the whole gamut. And, you know, I played sports. I mean, look, it's an important part of high school, college, you know. I mean, it's just an important part of student life. You know, I was one of the captains of my baseball team. I ran track at McKinley Senior High School. I mean, it was a part of my life. I mean, one of the most, you know, important, you know, parts of my days at McKinley Senior High School was with Coach Booker, who was like a father figure to me, you know, who gave me some life lessons that I will never, ever forget. But at the end of the day, we have to come to grips with the fact that we cannot get ahead of, I mean, we cannot get ahead of the virus until we get a vaccine for it. And the virus is in control now. I mean, as much as we don't want to admit it, it's in control until we get a vaccine, and we can't put people in harm's way, and we have to come to grips with that. And the faster we do what's right, and that is to protect against it so it won't spread, the faster we will be able to manage it. And I stay up every night. Look, I fear for these kids and their parents. And I know what it's like to be in a stadium on Friday night and Thursday night. And look, definitely know what it's like to be in a stadium on a Saturday night. Look, we all want that. Look, I want it. I want it so bad, you know, I can feel it. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to put safety in front of everything else. You talked about these high school seniors. You know, my kid was a high school senior not so long ago. I know how important it is for these young kids who are competing for scholarships. Look, I feel your parents. I feel your seniors. Look, I know what's going through your mind. You're like, look, this is my last shot at getting a scholarship.
All right. We're going to take a short break, but this story is big news. If you look at today's Advocate Sports section, three different headlines: the wrong direction with number of coronavirus cases still on rise, SEC postpones fall sports competitions through August 31st. LHSA has not given up, and neither should we. That from Robin Fambro in a column. And then Brooks Cabina's story: Orgeron joins VP Pence. We need football. And then if you look at the top story on page A1, Pence uses visit to LSU to push reopening schools, and he even said that we should disregard the CDC. We'll talk more with Senator Cleo Fields, your number 877-217-5757. We're back after this pause. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757, and talk at talklouisiana.org. Senator Cleo Fields, chair of the Senate Education Committee, is with us. He believes that we should suspend high school football for 2020 based on the surge of coronavirus cases in the United States. Now, today, the number of deaths in the U.S. will likely top 140,000. And today at 2 o'clock, Governor John Bel Edwards will be with us for Ask the Governor, and no doubt he will opine on this matter as well. Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Henry, you're on the air with Senator Fields.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Congressman Fields. I hope you all having a great day. Congressman, I know that you're catching hell in the press and from different people that seem to have football as their priority. One thing that will never be quantified: we all know that dead kids cannot play football, and their dead parents and grandparents cannot watch football. We'll never know how many lives you have saved by taking the strong, although somewhat unpopular, position to save these kids' lives.
All right. By the way, yesterday the coroner was with us, Bo Clark, and he said of the 285 deaths in East Baton Rouge Parish, all had underlying conditions, and these kids are not likely to die if they get coronavirus, but still, it's a risk, and independent of the kids, they're the fans, people showing up and being in close quarters and yelling and breathing and snorting and everything else in close proximity, Cleo Field. Some would say that's not a healthy environment right now.
Yeah, but let me also say, because people did not understand, because I think the press gave the suspension the wrong spin. They said Cleo Fields says, you know, cancel all football for 2020. Actually, it was you know, for the entire year and perhaps next year, suspend. Let's suspend until we get this thing under control. We don't have it under control. If we get it under control, play it. Play it in the spring if you can. But until we get it under control, don't put those kids out there on a football field, even practicing. Don't do it. And let me tell you why, Henry. Henry makes the point about fans. But look, I want to go a little deeper than that, because I think we're missing something with practices. Here's what's happening. These kids, many of these kids, they leave practice and they go home. There, many of them are asymptomatic. And they go home and they stay with grandmother, who's 80 years old, who have a pre-existing condition, many times more than one pre-existing condition, and they wait and eat at grandmother's house until mother or father get off from work, and they transfer that disease to grandmother, grandfather, and then their parents, and then it's just a vicious cycle.
Susan in Prairieville. Susan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Senator Fields.
Yes, Senator. Thank you for taking our calls. I worry about the fact that if people are wanting their children to play sports, it means they have to attend school. And in the classroom, you know, when they want 3 feet separation from each other, masks worn, but it's almost impossible in schools to do what they're asking teachers to do.
All right. What about schools in general? Is it going to be difficult to assemble just for class?
Look, and that is the main focus of my conversation. And for whatever reason, you know, the football piece has just really taken off, or the fall sports, but football has really taken the focus. But the letter actually dealt with fall sports. And the reason why we sent the letter to Bessie on fall sports was because of what I talked about at first. But at the end of the day, it's really the classroom. We got 1,683 schools, public schools in this state. We got 816,000 students, 47,799 public school teachers, and 409,000 public school employees. They are going to school in August, you know, and there is a plan, and thank God there is a plan that deals with, you know, a combination of online, hybrid, and in classroom. I don't know how we can safely deal with it in classroom only, quite frankly. I know everybody mm-hmm. wants kids to be in classroom, but listen, these teachers, you know, many of them are 55 or older, okay? You know, what happens when teachers take sick? You know, how are we, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on students, and we should.
All right. We're short on time, so we're going to try to cover as much ground with Senator Fields as we can in our remaining moments with him. Here is Vice President Pence, who yesterday appeared at LSU with Governor Edwards and Coach O. Senators Cassidy and Kennedy were also in attendance, along with Congressman Scalise and a list of luminaries. But the Vice President of the United States basically said the CDC doesn't count.
But to be very clear, we don't want CDC guidance to be a reason why people don't reopen their schools.
All right. Now, the CDC is expressing the same warnings you are. And the Vice President says basically, screw the CDC. What do you make of this?
You know, we can't make this a political. We can't make this a political fight, Democrat versus Republican. This has to be driven by science. And anyone, you know, who takes the position that the CDC doesn't matter or science doesn't matter, you know, that to me, that doesn't make sense. I mean, if the CDC does matter, and we have to follow the CDC. You know, even when I talk about, you know, sport, you know, I'm saying it not because Cleo Fields is saying it. I'm saying it because the CDC is saying you can't have it and social distance. You can't do it because you can't have contact. You can't do it because it spreads. So we have to follow the science. You have to do it because I want us to be safe, and I want our children to be safe, and I want us to be able to do it again.
Laverne in Mid-City. Laverne, you're on with Senator Fields.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm a teacher, and I've got to say that my colleagues and I are quaking in our boots. I find Vice President Pence's comment yesterday horrifying to not consider science in the opening and medical professionals in the reopening of schools is just, I'm sorry, insanity.
All right. Thank you, Laverne. Senator?
I don't know how to say it. I mean, because I don't want to make it a political or a Republican versus D. It just doesn't make sense to say you don't follow science. You just can't do that. And we have to follow science. I mean, science is the only thing we can follow. And we have to find a vaccine. And the sooner we find it, the better off we will all be.
All right. Senator Fields has also been at the vanguard in trying to combat rogue officers who have acted inappropriately. And in one case we know, 7 weeks ago, took the life of a black citizen, George Floyd. Derek Chauvin is the man who did this. He's now in prison awaiting charges on murder. But here's the President of the United States responding yesterday in an interview with CBS about violence of officers on black citizens.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
All right. By the way, it's 3-1 black over white as far as abuse and death at the hands of law enforcement officers. Senator Fields, could you respond, please?
Well, I didn't hear the cut, but at the end of the day, I saw it on CNN. But I mean, it's just there's so much going on in this country that's just so irresponsible. And now is the time for people in this country to come together, and we got to have leadership from the top. And we can't keep this divisiveness from the top. We got to come together as a nation.
All right, we're going to take a short pause for the news. We'll be back with Senator Fields. We'll also hear from UL political scientist Jason Malloy after this quick timeout on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We're wrapping it up with Senator Cleo Fields. Always a pleasure to talk with this man who 25 years ago got in a runoff for governor at the age of 31. 877-217-5757 is your number, and we'll hear from political scientist Jason Malloy in short order. But Gus and Tara, you've been waiting patiently. Gus, I want to get you in before we part company with Senator Fields. You're on the air. Hi, Gus.
Thank you very much. Good morning, gentlemen. Just a quick question. Why is it that Baton Rouge is going to have to pay $100,000 to protesters for following the law? I don't get paid for not running red lights or what have you, so I don't understand why do we have to pay them $100,000.
All right. Senator Fields, do you want to bite on that one?
Okay, I didn't understand. I'm not sure where
Gustavo was going with that, but here's a question from Jason in Jones Creek. He says, I've been to many high school football games and have always loved to attend them. Almost at every game, one of the kids unfortunately gets hurt and will need to therefore go to a doctor to be evaluated for various injuries. Sometimes paramedics on standby at games have to intercede and help the players. I'm wondering if we need to place this additional stress, although minor, on the healthcare system, when the players will need treatment and follow-up doctor visits. A point from Jason that I'm sure is well taken.
No question about it. I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. And you know, to the credit, I mean, to all of at least every person who's made public statements, professional organizations, and from Bessie to the House Education Committee, even to the Louisiana High School Athletic Association. All of those statements have been responsible statements. Not one single statement did not put the health and safety of these kids first, you know. And so as long as health and safety is first, I'm okay. And when the Ivy League, you know, are saying, look, we're not going to do anything, we're done. And I don't want to even talk about college, but let me get back to high school. You know, high school kids should not be on those football fields right now. And I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, I have a duty to the health and safety of these high school students, and I'm going to stand by it. And until we get a vaccine, you know. Now, in terms of Jim, I feel for students who are fighting for scholarships. And I'm working right now trying to figure out what we can do. And I don't know if there's anything at all we can do. But, you know, I feel for kids who have deserved and earned scholarships. I don't know if there's anything that can be done with the NCAA. But, you know, for those who may be on the verge of losing them. But that's something that we need to have a national debate about. Because this is a national crisis. And it needs to be dealt with on a national basis. And kids ought to not lose scholarships or who are in a good space for one. You know,
well, Senator,
they shouldn't lose their opportunity.
Well, thank you. This story will not go away, and we'll be calling on you again. Appreciate your comments and your insights. Thank you, Senator Fields.
Thank you so much.
Take care.